episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in the industry. Today, we've got somebody that has a little bit of knowledge around how to get the message out and what it is that they do, and really supporting individuals, especially women, on how to rock out their business. So we've got Tracy Watts Serino, who is a five-time number one international best-selling author, award-winning business owner, speaker, and also a podcast host of Beyond Common Business Secrets, which is actually ranked in the top 5% of all podcasts. And she's super dedicated to helping entrepreneurs achieve greatness through her, get this, Beyond Common Essentials system. Makes sense, right? Like, say what it is that you're doing and the Beyond Common method. So, really taking a look at, frankly, it's just time to get out of your own freaking way in order to achieve your business dreams while building the life you love. Please help me welcome Tracy to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you, Tracy?
So good, Shay. Thank you so much. It's so funny as you were saying all those amazing things. I'm like, oh, I like her. Who is that? Isn't that funny? When you hear someone say, I was like, anyways, thank you for that. I was like, oh, you made me sound so good. I want to know her too.
Well, I mean,
It's so
how
funny.
in the world do you, one, have five international best-selling books, and then two, how in the world are you ranking 5% of all podcasts? You must be doing something pretty amazing that people are like, yeah, I need to learn from Tracy.
You know, I just like I get the tingles when you ask that. It literally is dumb luck and consistency. I'm being honest. Like we just pay attention to the questions that people ask. You know, when people reach out to you on social and say, "Can I pick your brain?" I say, "Can you give me a list of what questions you have?" And if I see a repeat there, those are usually the topics I choose to go on the podcast about. And I like am that person that like loves to riff any topic. Like you could say, here's a topic. Go tell us about it. Like I love that. I love the challenge of that. And like, how can we dig deep and have a really deep, meaningful conversation on something that you just pulled out of the sky? I don't know. It's one of those things of joy. And I would say I'm a little bit of a slow learner though, because I stood on stage event after event for about 17 years with people saying, "Do you have your own radio show?" Or like, "How can I have more?" Before I decided to write a book or have a podcast. So one day I'm like, "Oh, you know what? Why don't I?" So,
And then
yeah.
you just
So,
point them back to the book or
yeah,
point them back to the
right.
podcast and
But it literally 17 years it took me before I went, "Oh, yeah, like, why don't I?" So, anyways, so it's like sometimes when you're really aligned and in tuned, you know, you listen. And when you create from that space, that is when things like rocket launch because it's what people really need. And then other times you're just doing your thing, you know, growing a business, showing up all the time, you know, and you're just kind of living life. And things just tend to go be a little different during those phases. But I think it's all relative to life, like, right? We have different seasons.
Well, I mean, in the first 2 seconds, you already said a couple of things that I thought were ride or downers. One, when people ask, hey, can I pick your brain about something? You go, what questions do you want to know? What are your questions? And then you utilize that as content. So you're market researching the people that are asking you the questions to then go and support a larger audience. Like, hi, that's a huge ride or downer. Diamond dropping in the first 2 seconds.
Well, my brain automatically goes to this is where the system and strategy, like I'm super creative and it like make a huge mess first, but then the systems part is like, okay, how can I do this once? So if I'm going to answer that question, you know, it's like, how do I maximize my time? Because for me, true wealth is having the time to do whatever I want. That is just, I don't know, I've always lived for looking for that piece of like, no one needs anything. Can I just go do what I want? So, like, I think that it stems from that sort of system and strategy brain of, okay, if people are going to constantly be asking to pick your brain, I'm flattered and I'm honored, but that's also how much time am I taking away from my family and my business? And then, can get into all the ROI stuff. So how can we be completely accommodating and serve from the highest place of goodness and still have more of a, I guess, more bang for your buck? I don't know. So
Well, yeah,
I come up with those little systems that they're like time saving. Like really at the I think at the end of the day, the thing that I really do the most with my clients is help them save as much time as possible while still earning a really great living.
Well, and it's those little things, right? But I mean, who really thinks about, oh, yeah, let me just answer this question and let's get it off my plate versus going, if I answer for one person, why not I answer it for multiple people and let me scale and leverage what it is that I'm doing so that I can go ahead and utilize my time in the places that I want to do for the hobby, for the family, for whatever. And I think that's probably where is that part of like the balance trap that you end up talking about is how do we look through this kind of a lens?
Well, I like to keep it nice, but at the end of the day, I believe that balance is BS. And the more that we can strive for harmony, let's be in alignment with what our energy actually wants to do and where we're sort of vibing from the highest place that we're like that version of ourselves that we love the most. When we're in that place, then we attract those type of clients, we attract those type of brand deals we attract where people would ask you to be at their event, right? Like, I love to do events, but it kills my energy to create one. So I love being a guest at other people's events, right? So that's like knowing that I will be the most high vibe guest ever because I will help serve because I know what it's like to have been in the other side. And it's not, so it's just like when we're like that. And that's the space that we operate from. I think it opens up so much more opportunity. And that's where we get to the really juicy stuff that's really fun.
Okay, tell me about the juicy stuff.
Well, like if it's like, oh, I have to go on a podcast. No, I get to go on a podcast and speak to this amazing human. I cannot wait to talk to Shay. I knew at Hello that we would totally adore each other. And I'm like totally jazzed about that. So that's the approach I take. Or because if I'm feeling like this about anything, I'd kind of say no to those. That's not the right opportunity then.
Yeah. Well, it's not in alignment, right? So then you're
Yeah.
listening to your
So
body about is this a yay or a nay opportunity for you?
yeah. So I think it's important that yes, if you're just starting out and it's like a little bit of you're afraid, you have to kind of push through the fear, that type of thing. But if you really are in alignment and it's not right for you, like you don't have to listen to all the gurus and just do it because life's juicy pieces exist when you're doing stuff that you really love and using all of your natural gifts, right? The more we get to utilize the gifts that we bring to the table, we help so many more people and we're having fun. Like that's where the juice is.
Okay, so someone's listening right now and they're like, I'm just not feeling the juiciness. Something probably needs to change. I don't necessarily know what it is. Like, are there any secrets to changing?
Well, I think that you have to really know yourself. So sometimes you have to press pause and remove yourself from the day to day. Even if you are drowning, starving, even if everything is going wrong, right? If you feel like, oh my God, my business is about to implode, I'm on the verge of bankruptcy, divorce, and everybody hates me. I've been there, my friend. I've been there. Like it's like we've had those moments, but if you try to fix it or move forward from a place where you have all that mental dialogue going on, you just create more trash. And I say that not in judgment. I've lived through episodes of that in my life, and that is the number one thing you can do is get out of there. Get outside, go into nature. Just remove yourself from the situation and get a different perspective. So, if 5 minutes is all you can do, then get outside, hug a tree, breathe in some fresh air. I'm in Cleveland where it's cold and freezing. Go outside. You're in San Francisco where the sun's shining every day. Go outside. In any weather in between those two, you just get outside and breathe in fresh air and look at things through a new lens. If you can get away for a few days, even better. It's like the problems will all still be there. You can seatbelt them in your car, even. They will still be there. They're not going to go anywhere. Like, it's like sometimes we protect our problems more than we do our peace. And if it makes you
Say
feel,
that again. That
we
was so
protect the
good.
problems like more than our peace, right? And the thing is like all the things that we're doing, all the sacrifices we're making are to bring ourselves to like, what does peace look like for you? Like, what brings you a level of joy and happiness that you feel peaceful with? And we need to protect that more than the problems. But I, a metaphor like seatbelted in, it makes people laugh, and they're like, oh yeah, you're right, I'm doing that. And we've all done that. And so it's like, don't worry, they're still there, but get out. It's amazing if you have a support group of women that are positive that can help you look at things through a new lens, because you need to apply positivity, but not delusional positivity. If all those things are going wrong, we maybe just need a new strategy. One little idea of doing it a little bit different with more lightness, with more fun and energy, even when it's hard, right? Just applying the energy in a different way can have a ripple effect to turn the whole thing around. I mean, I remember lying on the floor thinking like, okay, I could tell no one. It's just
I think
like,
that's the thing, is being in community where you can go, bleh, here's all of the things, and they go, yeah, that's pretty not so great. I see that, I hear that, and
yeah.
you don't get to stay there, right?
We don't have to set up camp. We can visit these locations because life is not linear, right? That's why we have the program called the CEO Power Code. And it's all about teaching women how to maximize and master their time. Because in mastering your time, you're really finding that peace within. So you're in alignment. So you're actually working smarter, right? It's like when we come from this place of like, oh, I just have to do more. I just saw on Instagram, if I do this other marketing strategy, this one, like if you're already maxed out and on the verge of complete burnout, doing more is not the answer, no matter who told you it is. So
Well, and you're
that's the
probably
stepping back.
chasing something that is probably not even in alignment with where you're at in your business and should be doing, right?
Yeah.
Because I see people that are, they're at a level five in their business, and the person watching it is at a level two. It's like, why are you trying to do a level five business strategy when you're at level two?
Exactly. That I love that you said that, because so often, I just think of like the big social media gurus. People will be like, oh, I'm going to do this because Gary Vee says, or because Mel Robbins said, or Tony Robbins, and go back 10 years. What were they doing then? Right? Because we, and comparison is the enemy, right? Comparison is the enemy of peace. But when you start comparing, that is the worst. That's just the worst energy to be in, right? But then you're comparing yourself to someone like at their level five when you're at two. Oh, you're like intentionally causing yourself so much harm. It's like asking yourself to drink poison and then wondering why you didn't, that you're not laying on the floor. Like that's a gift that you're not dead on the floor because you're drinking poison when you do that to yourself. So it's just, one of those things of find somebody that's like one step ahead of you that's inspiring, right? And don't compare. Say, oh, if she can do it, I can do it. And I would add this sprinkle, like let me just sprinkle in this ingredient that I have, maybe that she doesn't. And it's going to be totally different.
Is this kind of like the common business sense reason why it's called beyond common business?
Oh, busy. Yeah, because so often, for years and years, I would stand on stage and I would say, who woke up today to be average? No one raises their hand ever. Ever, ever, ever. Who woke up to be mediocre? Like then I changed the question. No one raises their hand. All of us wake up to be noticed, to be to live into that fullest version of ourselves that we know innately in our heart that we are meant to be. And we go blind to that and just kind of start going through life I call it like we're kind of like asleep at the wheel. We're like not actual humans, like the robot versions. And then all of a sudden everyone's mad about AI. I'm like, really? Because we're outsourcing our humanness anyway at this point when we're just kind of marching through. So I think Beyond Common exists for the fact that it's sometimes something so much easier and simpler if we can just take a step back,
So
right?
is
We're
it,
doing all these things, but we're not knowing why we're doing it. We're doing it on autopilot, but the only thing that we're aware of is that it's not giving us the result we want. But then this comparison makes us feel depressed and unworthy and self-deprecating, right? So when we can step back and look at it through the lens that on Beyond Common Business Leaders, we talk about all these behind the scenes secrets. It's so often if three people have the same strategy and three of them have a different mindset, which mindset wins? Same work,
Same work,
same
right?
exact work. See, sometimes more work, more energetic contribution from the people that aren't getting the results. They might be working even harder. Just like that's soul crushing.
And so are you seeing with your clients and the just people in general that are asking you those questions, can I pick your brain questions, that they're trying to do all of the things, right? But what is really happening is they're just not in alignment with
Yes.
what is really happening, and that's why they're having to push so hard to make stuff work versus, so you're saying like step back.
Step back. What I see is the two biggest variables that can produce the most magnificent amount of change quickly is the vision, is be super clear on where you want to go.
So, okay,
Vision
let's
and
stop
then
there for.
alignment. Because if we think like say you had a dream and you've been going towards that for 10 years, but you haven't even stopped for a second to ask yourself, do I really want that? Like maybe your life's different. Maybe things have taught you along the way that that doesn't even resonate with me anymore. So you're getting up exhausted chasing a dream that you don't want it anymore. But you haven't taken that pause to check in with yourself to say, is that really what I'm, is that really what's going to bring me this deep meaning? Is that really what's going to bring me to this place of peace?
So what I was going to say is like, what if the vision isn't clear anymore because they've been blindly going towards it for however many years, and now it's like just numb to what a vision is, or if the new vision is not what they're currently doing, and that's super scary to like change everything.
Yeah, I totally got that. I've been there, done that. It's super scary. But what you can do is get honest with yourself. If you really want something, but just because it's scary is what's keeping you stuck, you're creating your own prison, right? So get really honest about where you want to go and what you want to do, and then look at your current situation and how can we sprinkle in some more of the things you'd be doing in that dream level right now? Just because what can happen is some doors can open, some opportunities can show up. This is why oftentimes you don't even have to change your industry. You just have to be in alignment with what you want to do because you've grown into it. But maybe the people that work with you don't know that you want that position now because you haven't said it to yourself, let alone out loud to the universe or to somebody that could get you that job. So I think it's really being honest. Like, yes, you are worthy of that dream. Yes, you are more than enough. And yes, it is possible. But first, you have to believe it.
So before we got on here and pressed record, you were talking about untangling the webs. Could you share what like what is that? What does that mean? What does it look like? What's happening for somebody when that's in it, when they're in the web?
Well, it's so funny because I've always considered myself someone really like creative. Like, oh, like we have an idea, let's launch this. And then I kind of get to this point where I'm like, ugh, like with the day to day, like it's just one of those things. Like, It's almost like you've birthed it out into the world. It's like taken all this energy, and now another type of energy person is really aligned with really making sure that they check the baby and it's all good every single day. That's a different type of manager. Like, I'm more of that leader visionary, but I used to beat myself up for thinking I had, as my business grew and we went to different levels, I had to always wear these different hats. And I did not like it. But because we were growing so fast, I couldn't afford the right person to be in those seats on the bus at the time. So I was the most qualified. So I had to learn, right? To do well, in learning that, the one thing I have realized that you can always afford it. You can always afford it because when you are doing your business from a place that you are being true to what your natural talents are, you will attract the people that are in their high vibe that want to do those things. Right? And so it's always better to put it out there. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't different types of, as we break through different levels of growth, that things get tangled again. But I would always say that I was the person that's like, oh, this is such a disaster. How am I going to fix that? Like, so, but with business, it's different. Like, so it's funny that the tangled cords came about because I would have considered myself someone that if I saw a bunch of tangled cords in the room, I would like leave and be like, can someone figure this out? Like, my husband, Anthony, can you fix these cords? Like, it's a joke. I would ask him that. But in listening to so many of my clients and so many of our students in our programs, they use the words that Tracy, me, helps them untangle the cords. And I think it's untangling those energetic cords, right? Like, it's more about when you think you want this, like, why do you really want it? Like, I am not afraid to ask those very hard questions that a lot of us run from, but the more honest we are and dig into them, the more the truth is really revealed. And the more we can untangle the cords, it's like, yes, maybe you are doing this amazing corporate job, but you secretly have a passion for making biscuits. And that's just like what you're doing to de-stress all the time. But everybody you know and love is like, oh my goodness, can you make me some of those biscuits? You maybe haven't allowed yourself the dream of opening up just a biscuit place, right? Because, oh, how could I ever make enough money? Oh, no, just biscuits. I mean, wouldn't I have to have other? So there's a million things that would go on in our mind that would cause all these tangled cords and get us completely like talked out of it before we even begin.
And then you're not in alignment.
Right. So I'm saying that moment that you have those crazy ideas, do one little thing, just one little thing in that direction. While you're, I always say do it in the morning. I don't know. I'm much more confident in the morning. Like, take a shower, have all my creative thoughts come into my brain. And so I take big risks in the morning, but by 5 o'clock, I'd be like, oh, I'm scared. So find out what, I'm like, did I really do that? Did I like reach out and ask her that, something like really bold? So do one little thing in the direction that kind of terrifies you, but do it when you're in that high energy. There's people that are night owls that might be midnight. Send the email. Hey, send the email. You want to be on that show? Send the email.
Well, and around the world it's not midnight. It's just midnight where you are.
Exactly. So, but wherever your like energy is that you're the most bold and willing to take risk, that's when you do it. And just doing little things like that will start to untangle. You know,
Makes
because
sense.
it's really nice when we have like a clear vision of, I want to impact 10 million women, right? Okay, that's very clear, but like, what is that exactly? Like, so that's where people are like, well, I don't really know what I want. I just know I want to make a difference.
And
So
so
do
it's like
one thing.
having that support to be like, okay, tell me more. What does this look like? And teasing it out of you. It's like, I know when I created my certification program of how to become a certified event producer, I knew I needed somebody to pull it out of me because
Yeah.
I was too close to it. And I didn't
Absolutely.
know exactly what it is that I do. And they're like, that's fascinating. Tell me more about this. Or why do you do it that way? And I'm like, this is how you do it. And they're like, yeah,
Yeah.
people don't know that. I'm like,
But
I don't
your
know.
brain is so automated, right? Because you're genius. And that is it. It's like, like the clowns when you're just like pulling it out. That's what I do. It's like, and then all of a sudden we'll have all of this, and you're like, oh, so clear now, right? So So instead of everything being tangled, we get it all out,
I love it.
video on paper, so that you can really start taking action and really building your business and your brand around that.
Yeah.
Because when we, especially, I see this happen a lot, and you've probably seen this too with what you do. You know, people go spend all this money on crazy marketing before they even have the vision crystallized.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I did that too. So I again,
It's
like
like
I
cart before
made
the
all,
horse and all
yeah,
that
it's
kind of
just so,
jazz.
looking back, I'm like, why didn't anyone let me do that?
Yeah.
Like, I would have loved for a mentor, a coach to be like, hold up, right? Like,
Well, it's like starting with the end result first. It's like this is where we're leading people to. I'm seeing it all over the place right now, so it's very timely that it's happening. It's like, okay, people will do an event, but it doesn't actually lead into the call to action. And you're like, well, wait a minute, you've done it backwards. It's like you start with the end in mind. What is the vision? What is the end result? What is it that we're moving people to? What is the promise? And then we backtrack from there. And how do we get us there? Right. And so then you're in alignment and you've really then unlocked your voice and what it is that you're doing and how you're supporting people, which I think is fantastic, is helping us untangle all of those webs so that it is in alignment.
Right, because oftentimes you're so much closer to it, right? But you
Yeah,
don't, you're
you don't
so much
need it.
closer to it, but you're spending all this time trying to control everything that's outside of you. And that's where that pressure and heaviness and drain and like it's soul sucking, time sucking. But when we can surrender and go in, right, with somebody that you trust, because it's a hard journey to do alone, because like you don't know. You don't have questions to ask. Your brain's going to filter it. But when you do it with a trusted mentor or coach, or even in like a group program where you've given those people the trust to dig a little, and you do it for each other, it is such magic, right? It's like things that would have taken you 5 years, you're like, you have it done in 4 months. You're like, oh my God. So that goes back to like, that's how you can write that many books.
Yeah, beautiful. I love
So,
it. Well, my goodness, Tracy, like we've uncovered so many things in the short amount of time that we've had today. What is the best way for people to reach out to you and go, I think I need some help untangling some things? And do you happen to have a gift for our
I
audience?
do. So you can reach me on social media everywhere. It's at Tracy Watt Serino, Instagram, Facebook, all the things. But the gift I have for you is Beyond Common Business Secrets, .com/voice. And it is a mini training on really removing some of those blocks so that you can tap into using your authentic voice. It's really about learning the secrets so that you can remove some of those blocks and really tap into your voice. That will help you right in the beginning to attract, you know, the right clients. Because the number one thing that I think I get the most commentary about is that I always say that if you have not had one client pay you, you don't have a business yet. You have an expensive hobby. So before you spend a dime on anything, figure out how to get one client to pay you. Because
Yeah.
that gives you a lot more on that first step of where you're going. And it just feels better.
Yeah, absolutely. My last question for you is, what is a takeaway or memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with?
I would say that you already have all the answers within. You just have to put yourself in that positive state and allow, you know, a trusted friend, accountability partner, coach, somebody to help you, because they're already there.
Yeah, it's already within you for
Yeah.
sure.
Like,
I
don't be
love that.
afraid of that. So many people, and Shay, you probably run into this more than I do because of events, like, and there's a little bit of people being afraid to step up on stage, right? It's like they're the more that you are resisting something, the more juicy goodness is right there.
Yep. It happens all the time. You know, it's like something will show up. And, you know, some type of breakdown or whatever that happens to my event host. And they're like, what is happening? Oh my God. And I'm like, okay. So, what this means is it's happening for your audience and you're having to go through it in order to then support them when they're showing up at the event. And I kid you not, every single time they're like, oh my God, Shay, you're so right. Like, I had to go through it. I had to experience it. I had to have the story. I had to have the process to go through so that I could then support them and reach my hand to support them to come with us on this journey and walk through it.
Oh,
Right.
love that.
I
Yeah.
know. Beautiful. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to thank our audience for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take all of these lessons, pick up the resources, the links here in the show notes, start implementing all of the things you've learned here so that you can create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Take care.
So much. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag CreatingPowerfulImpact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.